36 hours blocked off. Just throw away those days. You don't have those days in your life, okay? And then now I have 4 days on the plate. What do I want to do with those 4 days? Whenever you go home and you're going to have me time, all you do is then nothing intentional. Years will go by. Years will go by and you will recognize, you'll wake up and you'll recognize you are low-key in the same place. This is the Nice Veins Bro podcast, the number one podcast for nurses who want to live that next level life. I'm Nene Pablo, host of this podcast, registered nurse and creator of Nice Veins Bro. Have you ever thought to yourself, there is just too much to do? Your to-do list is incredibly massive. Groceries, you've got to do meal planning, you've got to clean, you've got to wash the laundry, you've got a house to clean up and to repair things, you know, the car. If you've got kids, you've got all these things that you want to do with the kids or, you know, get them in order. Especially with the holidays, man. The holidays get really busy. Today we are talking about being productive outside of work. We spend most of our time at work, but what happens after work? What happens on the days off when we are home? We want to be productive in those days, right? And how do you commit to being productive in those off days? I want to focus on nurses specifically in this podcast who work 3 12-hour shifts. Some people think that that is a cush, what do you call it, schedule during the week. And for some of us, it can be, you know, some of us, 3 12s is a walk in the park. It's amazing. It's actually the reason why many of us were really encouraged to look into nursing in the first place. These people who work 3 12-hour shifts and then you're done for the rest of the week. While some others, we feel like, hey, that's not a fair assessment. I feel like I'm, you know, too exhausted by the time I get off my third shift. And I have no energy to do what I need to do at home and to run errands and to send things to the post office. Whatever it is that you have on your to-do list. Let's take a look at ways that we can boost our productivity. I don't know how to say that word correctly. Productivity when we are at home on our days off. Do not go anywhere. We're going to cover some interesting stuff, some good practical tips to stay productive. And what does it even mean to be productive? That is also coming up. Don't go anywhere. Let go. Nah. Hola, mi gente. Everybody has a crazy nursing story to tell. If you want to share yours with the world, send it to me. I'll feature it here on the podcast and you can get my take on it. You can also ask me questions. Love questions. Remember, HIPAA rules do apply when you're telling your story, of course, and I will make sure you remain anonymous. I don't know what you're waiting for. Send me a message, niceveinsbro.com/podcast. That's again, niceveinsbro.com/podcast. Looking forward to it. You know, the issue with the three shifts, I always felt like whenever I started, it was like, yeah, this is great. You've got 3 days that you can do your stuff at work, and then you come home and you have, you know, a to-do list and you knock it off. And I'm like, oh, this is great. The only problem with that, in my opinion, with this idea of three shifts and then you're done, is that, you know, if you have a goal, if you're a person who really gravitates toward routine, it's kind of tough. What I found was that the routine always seems to get interrupted. Like, you could have a routine of 4 days or 3 days, you know, and then all of a sudden you go back to work. And in those 3 days of work, you can't do anything. You wake up, you go to work, and then by the time you get off, you're exhausted. You can't do anything. So if you're trying to do like a everyday kind of routine, if you've got a morning routine, an evening routine, which I, by the way, is very healthy, if you have something that is routine, it's hard. It's very difficult to keep that on when you have these 3 days of interruptions where you can't get anything done because you're going to be at the hospital for 12 hours. So that's what I found to be really annoying about it. But with a little bit of experience, there is hope for those people who really do like the hospital the hospital vibe, and they want to stay in those 3 12-hour shifts. You know, they like that schedule, and they're just wondering, how can I be productive when I get home? Because we know that that list of to-dos is not going anywhere, and it is long. It is very long. So my first tip is to get enough rest. This has to be on here because this is what gives us the energy to go back and, you know, and work the next day on something else around the house. If you come home and you stay up watching a movie or shows, reruns of some sort, you know, you're not going to get the rest that you need in order to be awake and running the next day. You just aren't going to be able to do that. You can't work a harsh shift, especially if, man, you know, crap hits the fan. You're not going to be able to have enough energy for the next day to pick up, you know, and get things done and, you know, wake up with enough energy. You're going to want to, even more so, stay in bed the entire day. So I think the number one thing to set yourself up for success for the very next day of productivity after you get off your shift, if you don't work the next day and you want to get things done, go to sleep as soon as possible. Even if you actually work the next day, you should go to sleep as soon as possible. But the point that I'm saying is when you get off your shift, you've got to set yourself up for success for the next day. Don't stay up and scroll Instagram or online browsing unless you are shopping for NVB merch. Then you can scroll all you want and stay up all you want. Just kidding. Don't stay up and scroll on social media. We're getting home from the hospital and then we stay up all night scrolling. Don't do that. This is something that we ought to be talking to our families about too. Talk to our spouse about, hey, you know, as soon as I get home, I really want to jump in bed. I'm going to shower. Oh, you got to shower first. If you're one of those people that really, really, really depends on sleep in order to have enough energy the next day, and I say that everyone depends on sleep to have energy the next day, but what I mean is if you need, you know, a full 8 hours of sleep, don't go, you know, hanging out with people and all this stuff after a shift. Reserve the days that you have to work at the hospital as a full blocked out day for the hospital. Don't schedule things there if you need your sleep, the full 8 hours of sleep, because otherwise you're not going to be able to function the next day, okay? Now, some of us are different. Some of us don't need the 8 hours. Some of us maybe need a little less. Me in particular, me versus my wife, you know, I can go to the gym after, and I often will drag my wife to the gym afterward, after a 12-hour shift, and she happily does it. But she needs the sleep, you know, more so than I do when it comes to having energy the next day. I could probably, you know, sacrifice an hour at the gym after a 12-hour shift, you know, but if you are a person who needs those 8 hours in order to function the next day, go straight to the house. Go to the house and take a shower and jump in bed. And make sure you get your rest because that is the way that you're going to be able to rejuvenate for the next day. If you don't do that, don't expect the next day to be productive. Just don't. You got to start with setting yourself up for success the night before. And that also includes not, you know, having an adequate evening routine. I talked about, you know, showering and jumping in bed, but also let's avoid, you know, the caffeine that, you know, after 4 p.m., you know, at the hospital, after 5 p.m. at the hospital, let's definitely avoid caffeine. Let's also avoid any sugary food. What about night shift? You know, we're talking about rest. What about night shift? If you're wanting to don't slip and fall. If you're wanting to get enough sleep and then switch over to a day shift schedule, I don't know if you're that person that stays nocturnal, which is very unhealthy, but night shift in general is unhealthy. Just kidding. There's a way to be healthy as a night shifter. I should make that into an episode. But, you know, as a night shifter, the way that I would do it in order to continue being productive on my off days is that as soon as I would get off my shift in the morning, I would go home, I would sleep for a couple of hours and then wake up and be awake enough for me to be able to, you know, be tired and then sleep that night and then flip, you know, the very next day. Or you could just freaking stay up the whole day, which I did a couple of times, but not everyone is able to do that. And then whenever you flip again, what I would do is I would, you know, if it's the night before or the day before your night shift, like during the day, I would, you know, wake up like normal and then do something productive in the morning, go to sleep in the afternoon, like at noon, go to sleep, and then have a couple of night, you know, a couple of hours before you go into it. Some people won't even sleep the day before. They'll stay awake the entire day and then they'll go right into work. But I think that's kind of like, gosh, you need your sleep. If you're on a night shift schedule and you can't sleep during the day, you should be going to day shift. You should be going to day shift, because if you can't sleep during the day, you're not getting enough sleep, bro. That means what? You're going to be awake 24 hours? Get enough rest. That's the point. Get enough rest. If you don't get enough rest, you are not going to be productive. You're going to be sleepy the next couple of days and you're going to feel more fatigued. And then you're going to blame it on the shift when you could have, you know, recovered a bit more, at least helped it a little bit more by getting actual rest and sleep. The second tip that I have is to actually have a plan. We're talking about setting ourselves up for success, right? Even if you don't get all of your plan done perfectly, you will have more success statistically. Just kidding. I don't know if it's a statistic. Why do I have a problem with that word? I don't know if it's a statistically. I don't have a statistic to share, okay? But I am sure I could promise you that someone who has a plan has more chances of success to complete that plan than someone who doesn't. Correct or no correct? Yes, correct. So even if you don't get all of the check marks done for the next day, checking all your marks, okay, you will be more successful. You will at least get three things done if you actually plan out how you're going to do it. You have to have a plan of attack. Keep a routine. If you keep a routine, if every day, let's say you're a day shifter, this is what I'm doing right now. If every day you are automatically already waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning because you go, or you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning because you're going into work, then on your off day, if you make it a routine, then on the off days, you can already have that as a daily routine. Like every day you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Every day you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's what I do. So keeping a routine, keeping a planner, you know, keeping a to-do list, having a calendar. Some people, you know, when you ask, oh, so what's your routine? And they're just kind of look at you with a blank stare. Or, you know, where do you keep your planner? Like what's coming up the next couple of weeks? If you don't have any kind of structure, you just know only when you're going to work at the hospital, like how can you expect your days off to be even remotely, productive? You've got to have a planner. You've got to have something like a calendar for you to be able to say, okay, these are the things I'm going to get done on these days. And, you know, I have something to follow so that the next day you don't wake up kind of lazy and you want to sleep in. And then you pull out your phone and you're scrolling, you know, by the time you actually realize what you're doing, it's already, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, you know, I'm not saying that you can't take the next day slowly. Someone's going to comment. I know it. Someone's going to comment. I'm not saying that you can't take those, you know, the day after a shift a little bit slower. I'm not saying that you can't do that because it's evil. You can do that. What I am saying is that be intentional about what you choose to do, right? So that when the next day comes and you don't feel regretful that it's 3 o'clock and you had a whole to-do list that you wanted to do, you know, and you didn't get it done. If it's your desire to, you know, take it slower and just, you know, make pancakes and have like a late brunch, and then that's fine because that was your intention. My point is the best feeling in life is to say, I'm going to do this, and then you actually get it done. That's the feeling of control that you can have, that you have control over your life. And that is a very fulfilling feeling. So that is a very fulfilling feeling. That is a very fulfilling feeling. Wow. What is up with me today? Something that might help if you're wanting to get out of bed and moving and making sure that you're getting your to-do list done on your off days is to start out with scheduling a meeting or a hangout or something early on in the day with someone else, because then there's accountability. Some people might find that helpful. You know, the fact that you have to meet with someone at a coffee shop at a certain time, you know, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning, will help you. Okay, you know, I got to get out of bed. I got to get my stuff done because someone is expecting me. Have a plan. Have a plan for the things that you want to accomplish and how you want to accomplish them. Don't just expect that the very next day after a 12-hour shift is going to be super productive, you know, because you're at the house and you have a whole day for yourself. You know, no, make a plan, because once you have a plan, it comes to reality. Most likely, or more often than not, you actually get a lot more done than you would if you were just lollygagging about what you're going to do for the next 4 days after your 312s. Tip number three is define productivity. Define what it means to be productive for you. We mentioned this a little earlier. If you have every intention to wake up a little bit later and kind of sleep in and spend some time, you know, with your dogs and kind of go to the park on the next day, fine. Absolutely fine. That was the intention that you had. You know, that is being productive, because that is what you set out to do. The point is, when you set out to do something and you complete it, that is the very essence of productivity. Next level living involves, a part of it involves saying, I'm going to do this, and then eventually getting it done. Getting it done within the time frame that you set out to get it done. That is an amazing thing. Say you're going to do this and you do it. That is productivity. Now, if you set out to be on your phone the entire day, scrolling on Instagram and TikTok, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, and you accomplish it. Ooh, wow. You know, that I wouldn't say that's being productive. You did complete what you set out to do, but you know, there has to be an element of growth and balance and being, you know, being good to yourself and making sure that you are growing from that experience and getting better. So what we don't want to do is have an imbalance to say, well, you know, I'm going to watch a movie to relax. That's fine. But are you going to watch 17,000 movies in one day and you're just going to be, you know, lazy? Or I'm going to indulge in this cheesecake. You know, that's great. But are you going to have cheesecake the entire day and just stuff your face? So there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance between I'm going to do this and I'm committed to doing it and you actually get it done. And also that thing that you are going to get done is helpful for myself and for my well-being. So let's go back for a second and talk about the 3 days working and the 4 days off. The way that I like to see, the way that I like to organize my week is you've got those 3 days at the hospital, those 3 nights at the hospital, okay? That is 36 hours, you know, I would count those days that you're at the hospital as just blocked off. For the purpose of this analogy, I would say just throw away those days. You don't have those days in your life, okay? You have 4 days. It's 3 days out of the week that I give to the hospital, that I give to my patients, that I commit my life in my work. And then now I have 4 days on the plate. What do I want to do with those 4 days? Well, for me, one of those days is going to be a rest day. It's going to be my church day. It's going to be the day that I don't put any work in my life. I just rest, re-energize, and reconnect. That's my day. And those days are Saturdays for me. Now I have 3 days, 3 days to get all of the, you know, errands and all of the other projects that I want to do. You know, some intentional rest, maybe some time where I'm working on, you know, all my passion projects, all those other things in those 3 days. And so for those 3 days, I pick one of those days for mundane, just errands, you know, from morning to evening, is just me either answering emails or getting things organized or, you know, maybe cleaning the house, either some projects or something like that. Maybe take two days actually for those. And then, you know, on that last day, I could work on a passion project or something. Back in the day for me, it was YouTube. You know, I would work on YouTube on those days. Well, now I work a full-time, so it doesn't exactly work that way because I have a full-time job and I work PRN. But the point is that when I was working full-time at the hospital, that's how I approached my week. And maybe it'll help you to consider your week that way. You know, that's the beauty of having this nursing career, that you have that flexibility. And I would say, you know, approach it and look at it as a very positive thing. Don't look at it as some negative, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I have to work 12 hours. No, look at it as a very positive thing. Yes, it's draining, but it doesn't mean that you have to waste, you know, just because nursing is draining 3 days out of the week doesn't mean you have to throw away 4 days. You'll be so much happier if you do intentional things that fulfill you, that fill your cup in those 4 days, so that then you can go back to the hospital happier, healthier, and better able to serve your patients. Hey, I just want to thank you for listening. It means the world to me, especially because at the time of this recording, I'm still only a couple months from starting this whole thing. So if you're interested in helping me build this brand even more, please share this podcast on your social media and grab some merch from the website at niceveinsbro.com. Got some great stuff there for sale. Send me a DM on Instagram and share some encouragement, some love, and some hate. I will welcome that too. But don't be shy. Talk to you soon. Alexa and I are currently remodeling the house. We moved in this house maybe, it's a little over a year now. And so we've got lots and lots going on. I mean, we've got full-time jobs. You know, Lexa is kind of in a career transition right now as well. We have a traveling music ministry. It's a band that we sing for church, and we travel. We go on road trips and stuff, touring with that group. We also have, you know, responsibilities at our local church, building businesses. We are making strategic moves with our finances to try to, you know, create wealth and financial freedom. We would love to travel more, at some point in the future when we are able to. And I would love to get back into doing just like regular vlogs and YouTubes for my personal enjoyment, just because it's what I love to do. And so we have so much going on. It can be very, very overwhelming. And, you know, when we talk about work and, you know, coming home, sometimes all we want to do is just collapse and rest and enjoy our time doing nothing. And there is a lot of merit in doing that. There's a lot of reason to do that. Sometimes you need a vacation in order to refresh your mind, and you actually become more productive because, you know, for doing so, for taking that time off. Like I said, there has to be a balance. There has to be this desire to get things done and make sure that you are being intentional about the time that you have outside of work. It's important to be good stewards of our time. You know, if we don't approach it with a healthy view of productivity, what it means to be intentional, if we are not productive and intentional with the time off that we have from work, years will go by. Years will go by and you will recognize, you'll wake up and you'll recognize you are low-key in the same place. I think it's so important to realize that the time that you give to the hospital is good. That's fine. But we should also realize that if we are only working and only being productive when we clock in, do you realize that that is basically committing all of your productive time, all of your, you know, best working time to someone else, and then you're left with nothing. Whenever you go home and you're going to have me time, all you do is then, you know, nothing intentional. I hope that I'm making that clear, the risk that we take if we lose that intentionality when it matters most, when it matters because it is our life now. And not only does it help then when you clock in back to your job, but when the years go by, you're making moves to improve, to grow in your life. And you don't live with regret in that sense. You know, when you look back after many, many years and you say, where did the time go? You know, when you're being intentional about when you come back home from work, you don't ask that question because you know where your time went and you accomplished the things that you set out to accomplish. I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast, to listening to this episode, for hanging out with me for a little bit. My whole goal is to help nurses live their best life, their most productive, their most fulfilled, their most, I mean, just that next level life. If you feel like what you heard today was beneficial or it could be beneficial to someone else, please share it with someone. I invite you to do that. It'll really help spread the news about this podcast. Still relatively new. I mean, the 9th episode. And so if you'd love to help me build this brand, I encourage you to check out the website, you know, online at niceveinsbro.com and share this video or this podcast with someone. Also, please, I encourage you to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really, really helps kick it out, you know, to other listeners and stuff for people to discover it, you know, the algorithm gods. Thank you for listening. Remember, be a positive force within healthcare and society. Y que Dios me los bendiga. Nos vemos. When I would listen to podcasts before I became a podcaster myself, I didn't realize how much leaving a 5-star review helped. And so now on this side, I just want you to know that it really does mean a whole lot when people review and share the content. So if you enjoyed it, please share it with somebody and leave a 5-star review on whichever platform you use, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. And if you're interested, you can also find us on social media at NiceVeinsBro or shop online at NiceVeinsBro.com. My personal stuff you can find under Nene Pablo, which is spelled NeNePablo. I spend most of my time on YouTube making vlogs and videos and on Instagram. So I would love to connect with you. And remember, be a positive force and influence within healthcare and society. It's all about God, wellness, and purpose here. Thank you for listening.